Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast with your host, Brian Eisenhower. This podcast is brought to you by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC provides customized and structured coaching and training programs for real estate agents and team leaders, representing many of the top producing agents in North America. ICC also offers broker and owner consulting on agents recruiting, training, and retention. For more info, visit EisenhowerCoaching.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Brian Eisenhower, and I'm here to talk to you a little bit about the Real Estate Listing Manager's introduction call script or checklist. And this could be, you know, whether you're a real estate team that has a listing manager, or you're just, you know, a solo agent that has a single real estate assistant. You know, I think this is something that we definitely want to do with all of our listings, is try to introduce our client, our new seller client that we've just had a listing agreement signed on, to our administrative assistant as quickly as possible. Because the idea of having a real estate assistant is trying to let go of a lot of the administrative tasks, and a lot of that is client communication too, to our assistant, so we as real estate agents can then go out and try to generate more business and do what we naturally do well, which is sell and be rainmakers. So in order to do that, then we got to let go of something, right? And that's why we bring an assistant, is to handle more and more of the administrative side of the business. And that starts when we initially get into agency agreements, whether that be a listing agreement or get into a buyer agency agreement. We want to let them know we have a team, and we want to be able to let go to that team. And oftentimes our administrative assistant is not someone that is as comfortable as a real estate agent at social interaction. They'd rather, you know, email or text and things like that, which is perfectly normal. And that's good, because we want someone who enjoys the role, but they do need to communicate via telephone with clients as well, because if they don't, those clients are always going to be calling the agent, and the agent's going to be the only one that can solve problems. So the agents are going to be in the business rather than out getting more business more often than not. And that real estate assistant or administrative staff member or listing manager is not really going to be owning the administrative side of the business and taking away that side of the business so the rainmaker can make rain. So very important there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you a little bit about this, take you back into Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting's tools and systems a little bit, so I can kind of show you the call checklist and how to best use the introduction call checklist script. So let me turn my computer around a little bit here for you, and I think we'll be able to show you a little bit better. We're going to go into one of our clients' files here, and this is where we kind of manage, you know, we work with our clients here, and we communicate back and forth. We take notes, share those notes with each other, communicate, you know, throughout the week. Most of our coaches have, you know, weekly coaching calls with all of our clients. When we do that, we monitor all of their lead generation activities, you know, business growth, things like that all the way through. And we share a lot of files with them as well too. This is one of our two platforms that our clients have access to. And if we move through it a little bit, we do have an administrative assistant job description that's very detailed, inventory pipelines for them. But ultimately, somewhere down here, we're going to see our listing manager introduction checklist. That's what we want to talk about, right? So this is it. This is the assistant's first call checklist. And you can see there's some general contact information at the top. And then we go through a checklist of confirming they have our business card, the administrative assistant, making sure that the agent gave it to them, kind of letting them know of office hours, confirming their phone numbers, their email addresses, their communication preferences, email, phone, text, when, you know, at home, at work. Both of these are for home, at work. How we want to give notice of showings of the property. You know, we're going to do lockbox, we're going to call them first, you know, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to set up a showing solution service. You know, how they want to be communicated in that as well too. Then we go through a little bit of an expectation tops, talk with them about what to expect from the assistant themselves. And we're going to get a lot of information from them as well too, confirming the loan amount, the HOE fees, the net sheet, make sure they have a copy of the listing agreement they probably just signed, going over the MLS listing and making sure we get their approval for that, website creation, installing the sign, weekly progress report, making sure all the disclosures are signed, you know, learning a lot about different requirements of the homes, going through any preferred vendors that we might want to use, they might want to use, get those kind of decided, you know, depending on in your area, which type of inspections are customary in this area. And these are all editable documents. You know, we have roof inspections, termite pest control, and septic inspections are relatively common, but you might have radon inspections, you might have earthquake inspections, you might have flood certifications, things like that, just depending on your geography and where you live as well too. And then we're asking for referrals, ensuring this is a positive experience to really start setting the expectation that we're going to get a 5-star online review of some sort from them as well too. And so that's kind of what the first call checklist looks like. Now I kind of want to show you when we use it, and that's kind of interesting as well too. In here you'll see the listing and closing checklists, and I'm going to pull those up really quick for you. And you can see in our listing and closing checklist down at the bottom we have the pre-listing checklist, the listing to contract checklist, then the seller closing checklist, and the buyer closing checklist. So these are all different checklists. Like for this example, the seller closing checklist, we start at the top, the seller closing checklist. Every single little detailed task that you can do from contract to close on the seller side of a transaction, down to 5 days before closing, to the day of closing gets really busy. After closing, a lot of marketing activities in here. And then we list the key contract dates and deadlines, and the, you know, any inspection information as to when those inspections are getting done, you know, who's doing them, that kind of thing. And if we go over here down to listing to contract checklist, you can see there's, you know, we're going to be sending a lot of updates all the way through, a lot of communicating from the listing manager to the seller here. And you're going to see this is all done by the administrative assistant, and this is very, very detailed, which is the way we like them. Ensures things, you know, everything gets done, especially when you have lots of listing going live. It really makes sure we don't forget anything. There's a lot of marketing activities in here as well too. Just listed mailers, flyers, open house, Instagram posts, you know, etc. Flyers being created, mailers being created, and then the listing goes live on the MLS. Thank you cards, just listed, open house marketing, etc. And then we got weekly activity reports where we're emailing to the sellers and then also calling the sellers to go over them, to show them their online activity on all their websites, you know, discuss any showing activity, any marketing activity we've done, and basically talking of, you know, trying to keep them up to date proactively. Because one of the rules of a good real estate assistant is we really don't want our clients calling us a lot. We want to be proactive and preventative. So, you know, if you're calling your clients to communicate to them, you're going to find that you're providing a good customer service and they won't call you that much. But if your clients are always calling you, we're doing something wrong with customer service. The fact that you're just answering the phone call really is a problem, because that means they've got a lot of problems. They're calling you with questions, which means they don't know things. Just think about yourself. If you've ever called a company or an entity quite a few times, you're getting frustrated that you have to call, which means they're not proactively giving you the answers to the questions in advance. So understand, just because you respond to people and respond quickly even doesn't mean they're happy. They shouldn't be calling you. So the way we do that is we get ahead of it. So we don't just wait for them to call us. We call them even when we've got nothing, just to ask them to make sure everything's going okay. And that's the important part. We always want to be proactive. So we're calling them at the same time every single week. I like to do that Fridays, early in the day Friday before the weekend, because it's very important that they hear from us as a listing manager every single Friday, because that's when they're, you know, we get them up to date as to what happened throughout the week with all those activities I told you about. And that's when they sit down and they talk together as a family, right? And they start, you know, they talk about the realtor and they start to realize, wow, yeah, she calls me, that assistant's really good. She calls me every single Friday and goes over everything with me. So when they do talk about you and your service together, they have good things to say. If they've not heard from you from a week and they start talking, they develop a lot of questions. They say, oh, I don't know, we haven't heard anything, we better call her. So then they call her and here we are. Now we're behind, we're back on our heels, and they've got problems again and questions and issues that we have to respond to. And that's when the relationship starts to go down a little bit. But if we're out in front of them, always proactively calling them makes a huge, huge difference with regards to customer service. And that just doesn't happen enough in the real estate industry, which is why they always, you know, the biggest complaint of all real estate agents is always, I don't hear from them enough. That's because they always have to call us. So we have got to get out in front and we got to call them and let them know we're going to call them that listing appointment, and then do it every single week. And it starts with that introduction call checklist. So I'm going to switch this back around here and tell you when we do it. I'm going to pull up that listing to closing checklist again. So after we get through the pre-closing checklist, the pre-listing checklist, which is your admin's going to prepare all these things for you to go on your listing appointment, right? So that, you know, all getting all set up, because if you're busy, you're taking lots of listings, they're going to actually spend time and make sure that your entire listing package is ready and you know everything you need to go to do to effectively get in there and take that listing with confidence, right? Once that listing agreement is signed, mind, we switch over to the listing to contract checklist. And the very first thing on that checklist is admin intro call to sellers immediately after listing is signed. That's right, immediately. If possible, we do it, you know, the minute the listing agent leaves the house, gets in the car, texts the admin, and then that admin calls them like within 5 or 10 minutes after the agent left the house to take the listing. That is impressive. They'll be like, wow, you guys are on the spot. Like, we're going to get after this right away. And it really sets that tone for a 5-star for review or a great testimonial or for them to refer you to clients, because it starts to create that wow factor. Most agents don't get around to that for a while. They don't call them back for a while. They tend to avoid their clients. They shudder when their clients call them and they have to deal with them because there's problems. This is the opposite. We're getting after it and trying to impress. Now, sometimes listings are taken at night or on weekends, and maybe the administrative assistant needs to call first thing in the morning. That's fine, but call first thing. You're going to find when you can call right after you leave that listing appointment, it really creates a wow factor and sets the relationship off on a very impressive tone where they're impressed by your service, which means they're going to take your advice and they're likely to refer you business now and in the future. So anyway, that's the idea. We do that right away, and that's when we use that call checklist. You don't have to wow them by what you say on the call. It's the fact that you're doing the call and you're doing the call quickly, right in between the pre-listing checklist and the listing to contract checklist is how we started off. So that's the idea behind that introduction call from your real estate assistant or listing manager. I hope this helps you guys a little bit. And if you do like this video, please like the video below and subscribe to Eisenhower Coaching on YouTube as well. If you have any questions, thoughts, or concerns, leave comments down below and we'll get back to you and answer those on this topic if you'd like. You can connect with Eisenhower Coaching on both Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn. You can also go to therealestatetrainer.com, therealestatetrainer.com, and you can subscribe to our newsletter there, and you'll get lots of free tools and content and scripts and best practices for you to use in your real estate business. So for now, though, like the video, subscribe to us, and we'll see you next time. Thanks again.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch Brian's training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or find us on social media. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.